USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit former President Trump in his impeachment trial. The vote was 57 guilty, 43 not guilty. Seven Republicans joined Democrats in voting to convict him. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized the GOP reason they decided to vote not guilty.
We heard the roundly debunked jurisdictional argument that the Senate cannot try a former official, a position that would mean that any president could simply resign to avoid accountability for an impeachable offense, a position which in effect would render the Senate powerless to ever enforce the disqualification clause in the Constitution. Essentially, the President's counsel told the Senate that the Constitution was unconstitutional.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced he's revoking the terrorist designation of Houthi rebels in Yemen just 1 week after the Biden administration said it would no longer support military operations in the country. The Trump administration applied the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation just before President Joe Biden took office. The group, officially known as Ansarallah, has been locked in a civil war with the Saudi-backed government of President Abu Rabo Mansur Hadi since 2014. The U.S. provided military support to a Saudi-led coalition fighting on behalf of the Hadi government. But Biden withdrew U.S. involvement on February 4th. The war in Yemen has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. They said 24 million of the 30 million population required some form of humanitarian need. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Yemen was in danger of falling into the world's worst famine in decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Daytona 500 is setting up for this year's run, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
No NASCAR driver has ever won the Daytona 500 3 years in a row, but Denny Hamlin has a chance to be the first this Sunday. The green flag drops for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Hamlin saying he can't wait for the race.
It's exciting. Anytime you can do something that no one else has done, it's always going to be, a big moment for you and probably the biggest, win thus far in my career. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself in the sense of, thinking about the result. Obviously, I know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
And as far as the competitors he'll be keeping an eye on, Hamlin tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think my teammates are due for a good Daytona 500. We've had some difficult, results over the last few years, so I always look at my teammates.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A strong 7.3 earthquake has hit off the northeast coast of Japan. Officials say it was an aftershock of the big earthquake, which happened nearly 10 years ago. It shook Fukushima, but there was no threat of a tsunami. A government spokesperson said there were no immediate reports of any irregularities from any of the nuclear plants in the area. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.